Things I wish I knew about Luxembourg before coming to Luxembourg.
I was born here.
Everyone speaks French here. Yes, public transportation is free, but on the weekends there's not a train or a bus at every hour, especially in the little cities, like up the north or somewhere. All the like the little fields and cities, and, oh, it's dead. We have to walk. I wouldn't say Luxembourg people are rude, but they are really shy, introvert. They always say they're busy, even though they're not. They'll tell you they have so many things to do, but they don't have anything to do. But most people are nice. Most people are willing to help. And most people in Luxembourg love tourists. Oh. Luxembourg is queer friendly, here. So you can here. Come, you can come. Here. We will accept here. You as you are.
LGBTQPIA+.
There are actually a lot of organized activities that you can do in Luxembourg. But the thing is, you just need to find them. But I know a very good account that posts all the activities that's in 1 month. I think they're called Luxembourg Does It Best. I think they have an Insta page and TikTok page. If I said it right, I will link them here. Trust me, there's so much to do. You just need to find it. We do have a culture of our own, but we don't really talk about it that much because there's not much to talk about. I mean, because we're so small, we don't have like that many things part of our culture as, for example, Germany or France, you know. But there's still like little stuff. Most shops and stores close at 6 and then some close at 8 and then that's it. There's no store or shop open after 8. The only exception is the gas stations. I think there's one in Esch-sur-Alzette that closes at, they don't close. They have open 24/7. And then there's one in Ludelange in like Luxembourg. They also have open 24/7. And that's a bigger one. That's like, they have a lot of shit there. So yeah, tips and tricks with Gonzalo. If you want to know more about Luxembourg, you can follow me here. And you can listen to my song if you want to learn Luxembourgish. I released an all Luxembourgish song. It's called NN1. And it means Neu Nummer 1. And that means new number one, and that means me. I am the new number one. So if you want to listen to the new number one song called New Number One, then listen to it. New number one.